ASI Melbourne with media officer
El Matador,
Belinda Batty. Belinda.
Good morning. Go. Welcome back. Yeah, good. Yeah. Good.
Is like someone ringing on your front door, or got a doorbell in the background, or?
It's the phone ringing.
Oh, it's the phone. But
you're my main priority, though.
Yeah, good on you. Right, it's probably CNN or someone. Just tell them to nick off, will you? Right, what do you got?
We have arrested three people in the city this morning. Basically, a car was seen speeding toward the CBD about 3 a.m. So police have managed to block the car in on Lonsdale Street. All three in the car were arrested. One of the men did try to run, but was picked up nearby, and a firearm was found. So they're all currently being interviewed at the moment to see what went on.
Okay, no, what else?
Also, an off-duty police officer has arrested a man after he allegedly stolen car has crashed with another car. It happened yesterday afternoon in Malvern East. The two occupants of the car ran off, but the off-duty officer is a sergeant. He's chased them on foot, arresting one of them. So a 29-year-old man's been charged with multiple offences, including obviously theft of motor vehicle and handling stolen goods. And he's been remanded to appear in court today. The other man, they're yet to locate at this stage.
You know, the number of times that something happens and it just happens to be an off-duty officer going by. I was talking to someone yesterday who told me that they had a friend yesterday out on a walk who suffered a severe heart reaction, COVID-related heart, myocarditis, I think, you know, heart inflammation.
Yes.
The two people with whom he was walking were nurses who immediately attended to him, and then two bike riders went past on a bike ride. They were two off-duty paramedics.
Oh, gosh. That's lovely. So,
yeah, I mean, it's incredible the number of times that sort of thing happens.
A fellow I know well had a heart attack the other day. His wife's a nurse.
Yeah.
And that was pretty handy because she kept him going.
Yeah. I remember being umpiring a kids' cricket match a few years back, and two cyclists cycling towards each other at high speed, like serious cyclists, both had their head down, right, and they ran into each other. It was so awful, so violent.
Yes.
And, of course, one of the people at the cricket match was a doctor. So over they went. It's and your odds of having a doctor on a plane apparently are just incredible.
It's because maybe that's because there's lots of doctors.
Yeah. Belinda, have you? Yes, Belinda, have you got any travel plans this year?
Well, we're kind of booked on a cruise in May, but you know, we'll see what happens.
I reckon.
Who's we?
Me and my besties who happen to be cruise travel agents.
Nice.
Nice work. Which particular major tourist attractions in the world will you not be visiting?
Well, what's the, I've forgotten the artist's name in Barcelona. You know, the funny building.
Yeah, beautiful.
The artist. By that you mean architect, do you?
The architect.
Yeah. Gaudi.
Yep.
Gaudi, that's it. Yeah. I always forget.
No, it's good. Tell you what, there's an opening in travel for what you've got to offer, Belinda, because you and Cici went to New York and didn't go and see the Empire State Building. Right.
She'll be listening right now. She's never going to let me live that down.
You and Cici need to do a travel book and go to places in the world and not see the major tourist attraction.
Yeah.
You know, the time that Belinda and Cici went to Barcelona and didn't go to Sagrada Familia.
Yeah.
Right.
You do have to go and see it, though, don't you, Ross?
You do have to go and see it.
Oh, my Lord, you do.
Yeah.
I've been to Barcelona. I didn't go last time, so I will go this time.
You didn't go where?
I didn't. No, I went to the cheese market.
You know what we should do? And time will be against us, but you'll be on schedule. We should go through cities in the world and what they are most famous for. Right, because not even like Melbourne. What are you famous for? What would you go at the MCG? Would you?
Well, the streets of Melbourne, right? So you just nail Melbourne just by being here.
Right, Sydney, you'd say the Opera House.
Most definitely, stunning.
Righto. London.
There's a range of things that you can do there, isn't there?
It's got lots.
It's got a lot, right?
You've been to London, Belinda?
Yes, I have.
Did you see Buckingham Palace?
And I didn't go to Big Ben or Buckingham
Palace. Straight to the pub.
Yeah, pretty much, pretty much.
Pretty good.
Belinda, nice to chat with you.
Speak to you tomorrow.